why the EdTech crew don't often enjoy giving us poms a kicking. It's the second podcast I've listened to in a row from the EdTech crew, Daryl and Tony Down Under. And they've come back at me about one of the links I've provided and that they mentioned on the show. And it's a link to an infographic which purports to summarise the learning theories that all teachers ought to know. And it's quite an interesting infographic. I'm not entirely sure that I would have put things in that way myself. But I guess that's the whole point. It starts off a discussion. It helps you to think about things a little bit more deeply. And the pushback that Tony was giving was absolutely legitimate. I couldn't agree with him more, Tony, that the author, and we don't know who the author of the actual infographic was, which is unfortunate. It just says courtesy of Edudemic. It's on the Edudemic site. We've no idea whether or not it's got any veracity, whether there's any degree or any depth to it, because the sources that are quoted at the foot of it are simply web links, and the majority of them are to blog posts. Now, I agree with Tony. I think that they ought to have gone back to much deeper and more meaningful articles than just someone's opinion. Not that there's anything wrong with people's opinion, but so long as you understand that in the first place, particularly if you're providing a resource which to some extent sets a baseline to help people understand about learning theories. So if we're talking about constructivism, there's nothing wrong with linking back to a Wikipedia article that's been brought together by a number of authors over a long period of time, and within it you can see the adaptations and changes which have been going on, and you've got links to other, as Tony said, perhaps peer-reviewed articles, and they might be books, they could be journal articles. One issue I would have is that peer-reviewed articles are all well and good, and you would hope that they have some degree of rigour, but you can't get at them most of the time. As you well know, guys, they're often behind paywalls, so you're forking out $25 or £25 for a particular article. That's just not accessible. So yes, they've been reviewed, but by whom? By some faceless committee of academics. At least on the web, any comments, any criticisms are out there in the open for all to see. I also side with you, Tony, incidentally, that fancy providing URLs and not having them live. So you've actually got to type them into your address bar to get to them. Oh, that's a bit rubbish.